is 3:06 on the mighty 790 KFGO on this Friday afternoon. Going to be a nice weekend around here. It's going to be a little bit breezy, a little bit windy, I think, tonight and tomorrow. But certainly the temperatures are a little more summer-like than they have been the past couple of weeks. It's been like highs in the 70s and lows in the 40s at night. I think we're looking at highs today, mid-80s, maybe even up near 90 tomorrow, a little bit windy tomorrow. But one of the last summer weekends, so be able to get out and enjoy it should be a good, good time. I've been trying to get former Major League Baseball player from Fargo and from Lakota, Rick Helling, on the program for a couple of weeks because of the performance-enhancing drug scandal and the suspensions in Major League Baseball. Rick's a very busy guy with his life in many ways, and he didn't get a chance to join us, but he did have a free window today. And so I want to welcome into the program former Major League Baseball pitcher, former Olympic gold medalist, former everything basically in the baseball world, Rick Helling of Fargo and Lakota, North Dakota. Hello, Rick. How are you? Haven't talked to you for a while. What's happening?
Yeah, Mike, I'm great. I just want to correct one thing. I wish I had an Olympic gold medal. We didn't win them gold, but everything else you said was true.
So, did you guys medal or not at all?
No, 92. We lost in the semifinal, and then we kind of didn't show up for the Browns final game. So I got nothing and liked it.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make you a gold medalist. I apologize.
Yeah, I wish.
Before we get to the serious stuff, I do want, if people kind of ask me once in a while, you know, what Rick Helling is up to these days, I think you're enjoying your retirement from what I can tell from the few text messages we've exchanged. But if you just update people quickly, Rick, on what's happening in your life.
I mean, I'm retired from baseball professionally as you know, I'm not pitching anymore, but I'm still working. I've worked for our Players Association now for 4 years, and I'm a special assistant to our director in player services. And basically my job, I have 9 teams to see on a regular basis, the whole American League Central, Texas, Toronto, Boston, and Baltimore. And I'm trying to, you know, make sure I see the guys, like I said, on a regular basis every 3 to 4 weeks throughout the season, and the meetings during the off season, just to be around to answer questions, help the guys with literally any kind of concerns or issues that they may have, from, you know, making sure their newborn baby is on the insurance plan to, you know, how do I handle, you know, getting my stuff moved when I get called up or traded, any of that kind of stuff. So I really enjoy it. You know, it helps me or keeps me involved in the game, but I get to be at home with my kids and family a lot and help coach their teams and run them around. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Good for you. Okay, now I need to ask you your thoughts on the latest performance-enhancing drug scandal in baseball. From my standpoint, I'm somebody who, you know, was alive and following baseball very closely and covering some of the guys who were outed in the first wave of the steroid scandal, the Mark McGwires, the Sammy Sosas, those guys. Frankly, I'm surprised as a baseball fan and as a baseball follower that there is a scandal this large again in baseball involving performance-enhancing drugs. What are your thoughts on it, Rick, as somebody who's had far more insight into the game than I ever will?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's there, and, you know, we're dealing with it. The thing I can say is that, you know, the good thing is that we are catching, you know, the program is working. Guys are getting caught. You know, now we've had guys here in this latest one that are getting caught without even testing positive for, you know, for taking the stuff, you know, so it's working. We have the best program in all of sports. You know, the facts are there. I think last year we had over 7,000 tests administered. Only seven tests came back positive. That's, you know, if you do the math on that, that's a very low percentage. I think 0.01%, if my math is correct. So it's a very small amount of guys, a very small amount of positives, but, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's a headline when players of the nature, you know, that were mentioned this last time around are included in that group. And, you know, as much as we like it to go away and to have it be zero guys, that's really unrealistic. There's people in all walks of life that try to find shortcuts and try to find a way to beat the system and whatever it may be. There's people that own businesses that embezzle from their own companies. There's people that cheat on their taxes. There's a certain percentage of people that no matter what the penalties are or no matter what you do are going to take that risk to try to cheat to get ahead, and baseball is no different. The fact that our percentages are so low and that there's hardly anybody doing it anymore is a good thing in my eyes. And, you know, if we could get down to zero, obviously that's where we all want to be, but I think that's unrealistic to think that no one's ever going to try to get a leg up if they can.
How big of a black eye is this for the game of baseball? Because as you said, it's not just guys that you've never heard of. This time it's Ryan Braun, it's Alex Rodriguez. The sense I get from your average everyday baseball fan in Fargo-Moorhead is kind of a shrug of the shoulders and meh, you know, kind of what you're saying, that there's always going to be guys that do this big deal. I'm still going to love the Twins or the Yankees or the A's or whomever. Do you think this is going to be a black eye, or do you think that it's going to go on just fine and baseball will be as healthy as ever?
Yeah, I think, I mean, baseball's proved to be very resilient. I mean, we've had our issues in the past with other things. You know, it's as much as people like to say football's taken over, and maybe it has on the ratings and all of those kind of things, baseball's still the American pastime, and, you know, pretty much everyone has played some form of our game at one time or another, whether it's softball or baseball or even kickball and Fi-Ed, whatever it may be. So fans, you know, they identify and relate to our game probably more so than any other. But yeah, I mean, obviously no one likes that these issues keep coming up. You know, we've done our best throughout the years. Hindsight 2020, we'd all like to go back 20, 30 years and start over, but that's not where we are. We are where we are right now. And like I said, our program's working. You can't debate that. I mean, the fact that the numbers and the guys are getting caught, and right now, like I said before, guys getting caught and getting suspended who haven't even tested positive. That's another step in the right direction. So, you know, I honestly think the game will be fine. You know, people are getting tired of talking about it. Trust me, I get tired of talking about it. But, you know, we'll move on and the game will definitely survive.
Rick Helling, our guest, he's a former big league pitcher for a handful of major league teams, won a couple of World Series rings in big league baseball. Originally from Lakota, North Dakota, graduated high school from Fargo-Shanley, played for the Fargo American Legion baseball team. I think originally signed to play football at UND to play linebacker up there, so a well-known athlete in North Dakota history. Rick, you were an outspoken guy even back in the late 1990s when baseball went through its first real, you know, huge steroid scandal with McGuire and Sosa with the home run chase and that type of stuff. Do you think that your words had impact? Do you think that what you said back then, you know, hey, look, there's a problem here. Guys are doing this. We don't, you know, we need to find a way to fix this. Do you think that had an impact on where the game is now in terms of the tough penalties and everything else?
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, that's, you know, 15 years ago now when I kind of first spoke up about it. And here we are 15 years later and we're still having some issues. Granted, it's nowhere near like it was back then. Like I said, hindsight 2020, I think everybody would like to go back 30 years and institute the policy we have now and we wouldn't have these problems. But, you know, the reason I said something back then, and I think, Mike, you know this, is, you know, I kind of alluded to it before. There's a certain percentage of people, and baseball players included, that are willing to cheat, willing to do whatever it takes to get ahead. And there's a certain percentage of people, you know, maybe 10%, whatever it is. And there's a certain percentage of people that, like me, that no matter what you tell them or no matter what you could benefit from, know what's wrong to do it and will never do it, no matter what you say. You know, you could have told me in my career, hey, Rick, if you take steroids, you know, next year you'll get a five-year deal for $100 million. I wouldn't have done it because for me, that's just not right. I knew it was cheating. I knew it was against the law. I knew I hadn't done it on my own. I would never do that. Well, in between, you've got 70, 80% of people that could go either way, you know, that don't want to cheat. They know it's the wrong thing to do, but they're also tempted by the benefits. You know, I can get a little bigger, stronger. Maybe I can make more money. Maybe I can keep my job. Maybe I can win a job. You know, and there was a lot of people in that middle ground that years back, you know, were getting pulled to the wrong side, in my opinion. And that's where I had a problem, was the guys that I knew that wanted to play the game the right way. And I knew they didn't want to cheat and take steroids, were feeling that they had to. And, you know, I don't think that's the case anymore. As a matter of fact, I know that's not the case. I think the guys that are cheating now are in that, you know, small percentage of guys that are willing to do it, take the risk. And if they get caught, they'll deal with it.
Were you pressured back in your playing days to take steroids? Did you have teammates in the minor leagues or teammates in the major leagues? Because you did play with guys who have been implicated in some of these scandals. Did you ever get pressure, Rick? Did somebody say, hey, if you take this, you're going to feel great the day after you throw?
No, never once. I think people, it's funny, you know, the people that know me and my friends, it's funny anytime, you know, issues of black and white get brought up and there's a right or a wrong. I think everyone who knows me knows that I'm a black or white guy and there's a right or wrong. I've never once had anybody offer or pressure or say, you should try this. I think everybody knows me, knows that it would never happen. And, but because of that, you know, it never was a problem I faced. And, you know, I used to joke back in the day, you know, a long time ago, just because of my build. And like you said, being a former football player, I had a few people thinking, oh, man, that guy must do something. Well, I would always joke, if I was on steroids, I'd probably throw 100 miles an hour instead of 90. And I'd probably, if I wasn't pitching, I'd probably be playing on Sundays. I'd probably be about 290 pounds. So, I definitely didn't need them. I think good genetics for me gave me my size, and put me on steroids probably would have done more good than bad. Bad than good, sorry, the other way around.
Bad than good. Alex Rodriguez, former teammate of yours in Texas, possibly the most unliked man in baseball, certainly in the last 30 years from a fan standpoint, even I think more so than McGuire or Sosa, those guys who kind of damaged the game in the first place. Alex Rodriguez is a guy, I think you and I have talked before about him years ago, and I think your response was he just was a guy who, all the way up through his upbringing, was told that he was the greatest thing since sliced bread, and after a while you kind of have those people around you that keep telling you that, and it starts to affect you. Your thoughts on Alex Rodriguez? This guy, even without doing performance-enhancing drugs, Rick, you know he would have been a Hall of Fame baseball player. Unbelievable talent, unbelievably skilled person, and yet he goes to this dark side to try to gain an advantage. What I mean, lack of a better question, what's his deal? What's up with Alex Rodriguez?
Yeah, you know, Mike, that's a great question, and people, you know, you're not the only one that's asked it. I've heard it asked a million times, and in all honesty, the only answer I can give you is that you have to ask Alex, you know, and it's not, I'm not trying to dodge the question. Because I'm just like you, you're wondering why someone with that much talent would risk it or feel like they have to do something extra to do even more. And I really don't know the answer, in all honesty. That's something that only Alex can answer. And if all these accusations are true, he's the only one that probably knows why he did what he did. And, maybe someday he'll let everybody else know.
Yeah, and I think this, I don't know if you've seen it, but the story out today is that his people, his agents or whatever you want to call them, were responsible for leaking the names of other, Ryan Braun and others to implicate them in the scandal. And the implication is, of course, that A-Rod didn't want to be out there all by himself being dragged through the mud. And so his people implicated other people to drag them into it. Likely they would have been caught anyway. But Alex Rodriguez is going to get an even bigger black eye than he's ever had before. What should become of these guys, Rick, in your opinion? You know, Alex Rodriguez, I doubt, is ever going to be in the Hall of Fame now, if history is any indication. But what should become of Alex Rodriguez and Ryan Braun?
You know, we just got to let due process, take its course. I think what you've seen here more recently is that, all the players across the board are in favor of, a fair playing field. If guys get caught cheating, they need to be punished. That's across the board. You're hearing guys say that now. You're hearing a lot of guys say it publicly. We've always wanted a fair playing field that players have. That's never changed. But with everything coming to light now, I think guys are starting to realize, listen, this is just not fair to those of us, those players that are currently, which is the majority, again, once again, the vast majority of guys are doing it the right way. So you just got to let due process play its way out and see what happens and what happens to A-Rod and Braun and the rest of them. Other than that, I don't really know what to say. I mean, the appeals process is in place for a reason, to give guys a chance to argue their case. Alex seems to be the only guy at this point to choose that route with this current set of guys that have been implicated, and however long it takes, whether it's a couple weeks or a couple months or 6 months, a year, whatever it is. At some point, it'll all work its way out, and then whatever the final decision is that's what he'll have to live with, and that's what the rest of the players will live with.
Sure, and Rick, I know you're at your daughter's hockey game, so I'm going to let you go. Thank you very much, but I want to leave you with this: your uncle, aunt, and cousin in Fertile, Minnesota, are listening and say hi to you. So I don't know who that is, but they're saying hi to you.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I could see all my relatives as much as I did when I was a kid, but we're all busy and running around now. I'd love to get back to Fargo and back to seeing my cousins and aunts and uncles, and I'm glad they're listening. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Talk to you later.
All right. See you, Mike.
Yep, you bet. Rick Helling, a former Major League Baseball player.